thank you, Jamuna and Raghunath Prabhus, for allowing us residence in your auspicious home this evening. So wonderful how they designed this house and built it themselves just so that they could serve the Vaishnavas. Who has a living room like this? It was designed for kirtan and katha. Yes? Thank you very much. This is the substance of the Grihastha ashram. That husband and wife organize their life in such a way so that together they are serving the devotees with whatever they have. That gives life meaning and fulfillment. We are reading this song by Srila Narottam Das Thakur, wherein he is revealing to the world what he considers to be valuable in life. Whatever we establish as our treasure, that becomes our ideal. If people think that money is of the greatest value in life, then their ideal in life will be to make money. If people consider that the treasure of their life is their family, then their ideal will be to somehow or other, by whatever means, to satisfy the needs of the family. If someone thinks that their occupation or their profession is their treasure in life, then they will do anything to somehow or other achieve their desired position in their profession. And we have seen rulers who want power and control, and how they're even too willing to kill their own relatives, brothers, imprison their own fathers, just to have power and control. So whatever our treasure is, Jesus said, that's where our heart will be. So what is the treasure of a great devotee? It is said, Mahajuno yena katasapanta. The path to perfection is to follow in the footsteps of great souls. Not only their activities, but what they value as important in life. So here Narottam Das Thakur is revealing his heart. For him, his treasure in life is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was the very personification of the compassionate aspect of the Absolute Truth. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pratayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaura Krishna. Rupa Goswami has prayed that Lord Chaitanya is the most magnanimous, most merciful of all incarnations. Why? Because he's giving the greatest gift for the lowest cost to anyone and everyone. In this age of Kali Yuga, the population is terribly disqualified spiritually. In previous ages, to attain spiritual progress, one had to qualify themselves very diligently. But in the age of Kali, Kalo Shudra Sambhave, no one has spiritual qualifications. Not for the highest treasure of Prema Bhakti. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu, out of his compassion, he knows the heart of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya has come to this world out of his out of his genuine love for every living entity, to try to somehow or other give them the treasure of bhakti, prema nidhi, the greatest of all treasures. So if we want this treasure of prema bhakti, then we must value the means by which it is descending into this world through the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda. And the spiritual masters of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya are the representatives of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. In fact, they are the carriers of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. On Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, we sang the songs that Prabhupada composed on Jaladuta, where he was revealing his own heart. His only wish in life was to just be an instrument of the mercy of his Guru and Krishna. That was all. He was willing to live and willing to die, willing to accept any circumstance, simply to be the vessel of the kindness of the Lord, a vessel that makes mercy accessible to everyone and anyone who would like to drink from it. Narottam Das Thakur is expressing such a profound quality of humility. My only treasure is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. That means really, that's all I have. That's my only wealth. There's nothing else. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he prays to his guru, he says, "Your mercy is all that I am made out of. I am nothing else. I have nothing else." To the degree we have this very sublime and deep state of consciousness, to that degree, the mercy is accessible to us. According to our humility, according to our sincerity, according to our gratitude, our eager longing, according to our sense of urgent need to receive that mercy, that is to what extent we can receive the mercy. Yayata mam prapadyante thams tathaiva bhajamyaham. Krishna reveals his kindness according to how we approach, according to how we surrender. On the path of bhakti, nothing is mechanical. Everything is based on a reciprocation of the heart. All of our spiritual progress is resting on the foundation of the reciprocation of the sincerity of our heart in relationship to the mercy of the Lord. That is all. Two devotees can be sitting and chanting the same mantra on their beads, and one is desperately crying out for mercy and the other is just trying to get his rounds done. They're both making progress, but certainly one is accessing so much of the Lord's presence within his name more than the other. And that is applicable to every aspect of our devotional life. So Narottam Das Thakur claims here, my only treasure, my treasure in life, is that causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda. Dina hina yatta chilo harinamud harilo tarasakshi jagai madhai. What is the nature of Lord Nityananda's mercy? That even jagai madhai, two criminal dacoits who tried to kill him, who ran after him, blasphemed him, wanted to kill him, and then actually made a very, very direct attempt to murder him by smashing him in the head with pot. They were willing to do it again and again till he was dead. Even to them, Lord Nityananda Prabhu was praying to Lord Chaitanya, please give them bhakti. Do not take their offense seriously. They hit me on the head, but it doesn't hurt. It may look bloody and all that, but it doesn't hurt. It really isn't their fault. Please forgive them and give them your love. They're trying to kill him, and he's praying. He's praying that justice does not come upon them. This is incredible. Usually, human nature is if somebody does something against you, you want justice served upon them. Yes? You want a closure to this crime. But here, Lord Nityananda is just contradicting all human nature. They're blaspheming, they're trying to kill. And it's not that he had a long time to think about it. He was standing there with a bloody head. His clothes soaked with blood. They were about to hit him again. I need my Lord, please give them bhakti. Forgive them. Nityananda Prabhu's preaching partner, Haridas Thakur, was the same way. The executioners beat him, whipped him, blasphemed him through 22 marketplaces. And Haridas Thakur's only wish in his heart, he wasn't desiring, if I die, let me go back to Godhead. He wasn't desiring anything except that, Lord, please forgive them. Please forgive them and give them mercy. Give them love. That is causeless mercy. Narottam Das Thakur prayed in another song, Patita pavana hetu sava avatara mosamo patita prabhu na pai beara. My Lord, you have descended in this world to deliver the most fallen, patita pavan. If you examine all the universal creation, you will come to the conclusion that I am the most fallen. There is no one more degraded, more lowly, more sinful, more disqualified than me. So therefore, since you are patita pavan, my claim should be first. That was his humility. That was his sense of urgency. So here Narottam Das Thakur is praying that my only treasure, my only wealth, the only thing I have is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. We know in this world how people very much organize their life on the basis of how much money they have and how much money they're going to get. Yes? How many of you have this experience? That is the way the world turns. People really organize their activities, their goals in life, very much upon how much money they have now and how much they're planning to get in the future. That's the basis of life. Economy. What is one of the biggest issues in any election amongst politicians? It's the economy. Yes. You could win many, many wars, but if the economy at home isn't good, you'll get kicked out of office. The economy is very much basis. As Prahlad Maharaj said, money is the honey. And for bees, the honey nourishes them. Yes? So what is the basis of Narottam Das Thakur's life? His value of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Narottam Das Thakur, he actually lived a generation after Lord Nityananda, in transcendental vision, he may have seen Nityananda Prabhu. But on a physical level, Nityananda Prabhu had departed before Narottam Das Thakur was ever able to actually meet him. But parampara, that mercy is ever present within Guru Parampara. So Narottam Das Thakur, through Lokanath Goswami, his Gurudev, through Jiva Goswami received such mercy from Nityananda Prabhu. Jiva Goswami left home at a very young age and went to Navadvip, and Nityananda Prabhu gave him the entire Navadvip Dham Parikrama, showed him all the holy places, put his head on his feet, put his feet on Jiva Goswami's head, and sent him to Vrindavan. So Narottam Das Thakur was being nourished by those who were carriers of the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. That is our wealth. That is the real commodity that we have to gain something great. The reason why people want wealth is because in exchange for wealth you can get what you like. Yes? Just like if you want a new car. According to how much money you have, you can get a new car. If you want a nice house, like this house. I remember there was a great discussion about what type of floor to put here. It was a very wonderful challenge for all of us. So they had all these different samples. Who selected this floor?
Well, it was, you liked it and several other devotees liked it. It was the majority.
But it was the most expensive of all alternatives.
No, actually it wasn't that expensive.
It wasn't.
It was about the medium. It was about the average expense.
So when we were just looking what kind of floor, it was based on how much money they could afford. Yes? So this is what currency, this is what money is about. You can exchange the wealth you have for something you want. Now Narottam Das Thakur, he knows there's only one thing he wants, prema bhakti. He wants to love Krishna. Yes? And there's only one price that we can possibly have to pay for that. And that's the mercy of Lord Nityananda, the mercy of Guru. When we receive that mercy, in exchange for that mercy, we can get Krishna. He is explaining that my master is Lord Gaurchandra, and my very life force is the divine couple of Braja. My strength is Advaitacharya, my family Gadadhar, my activity is coming by the mercy of Narahari Sarakar. And then he explains his value of Vaishnavas. He says, my bath, my pleasurable bath, is taken in the dust of the feet of the devotees. And my satisfaction is in hearing and speaking the names of the Vaishnavas. Narottam Das Thakur knows what pleases Krishna. And therefore he wants that. To value the association of devotees is what is pleasing to Krishna. Here is Narottam Das Thakur. What kind of a person is he? Such a learned scholar. He has thousands upon thousands, tens and thousands of disciples. Even the greatest, most learned Brahmins have become his disciples. Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, so many others. And his singing, when he would sing kirtan, the Supreme Lord would actually descend from the spiritual world with his associates and reveal himself in the kirtan of Narottam Das Thakur. Who could sing kirtan like that today? Unbelievable. Wouldn't you like to be in his kirtan? Where he sings with such emotion that everyone's hearts just opens up with love. And everyone's crying out in separation from the Lord to such an extent that the Lord cannot resist. He cannot even remain in his abode in Goloka. Lord Chaitanya descended, visible to everyone's eyes, with all of his associates, many, many years after he even disappeared from this earth. Lord Chaitanya would embrace Narottam. That was the power of his singing. But why does he have such power of singing? We must understand. He's revealing his heart, the power of his love. Because he values not only the mercy of the Lord, but he values the mercy of the Vaishnavas. He wants to bathe in the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas. That's extraordinary. That means bathing is the process by which we become clean. The dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas means the service of the Vaishnavas. The process by which he is always aspiring and longing to cleanse his heart, to cleanse his mind, to cleanse his entire existence is by taking the most menial, humble service to the Vaishnavas. To honor them. To consider oneself insignificant before them. That's what this means. And he has no envy in his heart. His greatest pleasure, his greatest satisfaction is to sing the names of the Vaishnavas. It's not that when he hears a Vaishnava glorified, he becomes envious. He's thinking, why they are not glorifying me? I am Narottam Das Thakur. No, not like that. He is thinking, I am lowly, most fallen Narottam Das. How much I will become, my hope of becoming great is hearing the glories of the Vaishnavas, speaking the glories of the Vaishnavas, chanting the names of the Vaishnavas. Mundane competition. We like to be above others. That is our conditioned nature. But that is contrary to spiritual consciousness. Spiritual consciousness is servant of the servant of the servant. Where we find no pleasure hearing ourselves glorified, but we find great pleasure hearing others glorified. How many of us can honestly speak that this is our consciousness? It's very difficult. It's easier to give up eating, give up sleeping, give up mating, than to give up the desire to think oneself better than others. Very difficult. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur, he is explaining that the way we clean ourselves from this anartha of wanting to be great is by service to the Vaishnavas, by bathing in the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas, and actually seeking pleasure in speaking the names of the Vaishnavas. Gopinath, Yugo Kishore, Balaram Chandra, Shyam Sundar, Parijata, Tilakini, Tota Gopinath. When we hear these names, it's all very this is the process by which we can achieve what Narottam Das Thakur is explaining. In his last line of the song, his mind simply surrounds the raised platform of Vrindavan where the rasa dance is performed. But the preface to this verse is what makes his mind eligible for such a high and sublime meditation on the rasa dance of Vrindavan. And this is very important to understand. What is Narottam Das Thakur teaching us in this song? That if you do not value the great treasure of the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, if you do not value service to the Vaishnavas, if you do not consider your life and soul the gifts of the Lord and His devotees, then we cannot actually access the mercy of Vrindavan. The mercy of Vrindavan Dham is naturally awarded to those who follow in the footsteps of Narottam Das Thakur with humility and devotion. And Srila Prabhupada taught us that the greatest service we could render while chanting the holy names of Krishna is to show compassion to others. Someone should show compassion to that baby upstairs. Just like when mother hears baby crying, it's immediately this motherly compassion. So a devotee seeing materialistic people in forgetfulness of Krishna actually can hear the crying of the soul. Even if they're driving in limousine with a beautiful model in their arms, with all kinds of nice stereo equipment and opulent beverages and foods, going to their penthouse on Fifth Avenue, sneering at the devotees as they're doing Harinam in the street. When a devotee sees such a person, he doesn't see with his eyes, sees with his ears, sees with his heart. A devotee actually hears that the soul of that person crying like that baby, crying in a very, very desperate, unfortunate condition. And a devotee wants to respond, just like a mother wants to give the baby milk when she hears crying, because she knows that's what will nourish the baby. Sometimes the baby doesn't want, but the mother must give what nourishes baby. So a devotee, when they hear the crying of the souls trying to enjoy apart from Krishna, their souls are crying. Their minds are enjoying to some extent. Their senses are enjoying to some extent. But their souls are crying and suffering. That is a fact. So a devotee is like mother, wants to nourish that crying child with the holy names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
That is compassion. And there is nothing more that Krishna appreciates than that. Because Krishna comes to this world to be compassionate to the fallen souls, to attract the fallen souls back to His eternal loving service. And those who assist Him, those who help Him in this mission, become most dear to Him. The very nature of the soul is to be compassionate. The very dharma of the soul is to be compassionate. And to cultivate, develop, and practice compassion is really our life and soul. This baby is very expert. Who is this baby? Yours? Acha, Marupati. Well done, well done. She potentially could be a very, very powerful kirtan singer when she gets older. She has tremendous capacity. Yes. The next thing you could do in your house, Raghunath, is soundproof the bedrooms. So I think we should end here. Let us value this principle of compassion as one of the greatest virtues we should strive to cultivate in our lives. Because without it, anything else we do will not really be pleasing to Krishna. If we're actually chanting the holy name sincerely, if we're actually chanting sincerely, the result will be, initially, that we start developing a soft heart, a heart compassionate to others. Soft heart means compassionate, feeling for the needs of others, feeling the sorrows of others, wanting to help others, wanting to sacrifice of oneself for others. It's easy to sit and read the scriptures and talk about compassion, but to actually feel and to actually sacrifice, that is Vaishnava. That was Nityananda Prabhu. That was Haridas Thakur. That was Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur had his life threatened so many times, but he was always forgiving, and even people who came to kill him, he was giving them love of God. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. His life was threatened, but he never stopped his mission. And Srila Prabhupada, how much he gave of himself for others. So this is the quality of bhakti. There's no use talking all lofty subjects if we're not living like this. When we live like this, then we can actually access the higher realms of devotion. Because Krishna will be pleased with us. Because our heart is soft, we could actually assimilate, we could actually receive. To be compassionate, you must be humble. To be compassionate means we have to really feel ourselves the servant of everyone. Not master, servant of everyone. That is a high position, but that should be our aspiration. Marupati, how is this possible? I could have never imagined that you are such an empowered father. He is demonstrating compassion. Very well. So now we will have kirtan. Thank you very, very much.